It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Episode of Rival, Scott Mitchell, Jason Buck. That's right, Mel Tucker from Colorado, who's talked about commitment, and he says, I am a coach with so much experience, and I've been here and done this and done that, and I was in the NFL as a coach, and I was with Nick Saban, and so I'm the guy that you need to respect and trust and believe my words. And this is a process, and within 1 year, at Colorado, he jumped ship for a double dip. In other words, he didn't want Oreos. He wanted doubled stuffed Oreos. And so he got twice the money to go to Michigan State, and off he goes. And there's actually in the NCAA now legislation or discussion about should players be able to transfer from a program. Your thoughts, Jason?
And play immediately.
And play immediately, yes.
You know what? There might be a couple small things in there to watch for, you know, so it didn't get abused, but I'm all for it, really. Well, I'm always a person that's a pro player. You know, I like what's best for the kids. But I don't think anybody watches out for them, really. The programs watch out for themselves.
Yeah, but these are student athletes, and it's an opportunity to get an education and to you know, further yourself, because most players don't go on to the pros. I mean, most of them go into regular life. So why not just stick around and be loyal to the program and stay?
And you know what? Each player has to make that own judgment. That's why I think it's there are situations. Like, majority of the time, a player needs to stick it out. But there are just bad situations where there's just such a personality conflict. You're a fantastic quarterback, for example. I use quarterback. You're the Romney kid from BYU. And they make the decision to go with Travis Wilson. And so, and you're a dang good quarterback to start for
Zach Wilson,
most of the D1 program, or Zach, yeah, Zach. You start for one of the most, you know, start for most programs in the United States. Why should you have to be stuck behind another player if you're dreaming of playing in the NFL? I mean, I just think, you know, there's times where a kid should be able to transfer and further his career if he dreams about, you know, going on.
Jason, I think this is an absolute joke that they have not decided this or allowed players to do this long, long, long before today. I mean, this is it's absolutely idiotic, okay? Reason number one, these guys, Jason, you were 18 years old. Do you know how dumb you were when you were 18 years old? Myself included. No one knows.
Well, no, I was a genius. I had life by the, you know. The
yeah,
tail.
Okay, sure you did.
I knew more than my dad and everybody else.
Of course, everyone knows everything. And so often you make these decisions and you really don't make them based on the best information. You really don't.
Oh, exactly.
You don't have life experience.
Exactly.
You're not really, you're enamored by certain things, blah, blah, blah. So, you really, I don't know how capable you really are of making the best decision. And like you said, when you get there, things change. You don't know.
Right.
You don't know.
Coaches
how
change.
They change.
Situations change.
BYU just had their running back coach leave. He just up and left.
Yes.
And you have these coaches that leave. You have these coaches that don't fit who you are. Or you're a person that goes, I'm stuck here.
And there's 1,000,000,000 players out there that can tell you a story about they were starting, their career was going great, their position coach left, new position coach came in, and all of a sudden the very next year they're on the bench.
Change your philosophy. The whole,
you know,
it doesn't
work.
Turn
your life upside down.
Yeah, you go from – you know, if you're, you know, maybe you're a guy like you and you're better in a 4-3 defense and they got you stuck in a 3-4 defense or whatever it is.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different things that can change. And to say
exactly.
That a coach, whether it's a head coach, an assistant, whomever, they can kind of free flow and go and do whatever they want. And these players are stuck in these situations for whatever reason. And for some odd reason, it's just okay. That they can't do this. I'll give you another one. The coach at UConn, said, if you go in the transfer portal, you're dead to me. If we're not looking for players in the transfer portal. Well, this coach and this university decided to leave its conference and become independent. And the player goes, I didn't sign up to be independent. I wanted to play in the conference. And so now, and then the coach has his head in the sand, and they lose 26 players to the transfer portal.
Yep.
And those players, who I can certainly understand their predicament, they're not hard-shipped. They're going to have to sit and wait. And the whole arbitrary rule about who's eligible and who isn't eligible is an absolute joke. It's just a travesty.
I agree with that 100%.
Okay? Complete
absolute
travesty.
Joke.
So I just can't even believe, Jason, that we're having this discussion. It's so obvious. And it's so dumb. And I don't get why people can't go, you know, this is common sense. This completely
it is absolutely
makes sense.
Common sense.
What's the problem? What are we waiting for? This should have been done a long time ago.
A long time ago. And it's better for the schools. It's better for the players, mainly. They're the last ones to get watched out for, right? They're just objects used for these schools to make huge amounts of money. You know, they blow their knees out and walk with a limp the rest of their life. And, yeah, they're getting an education, which is wonderful. But those schools are getting their money's worth plus some. And it's about time, you know, you watch out and do what's right for these kids and movement of the athlete, because nobody knows better than the athlete. Yeah, you're going to, for every athlete that you have that's a selfish, you know, SOB, you know, you've got a bunch of them, 10, that are great kids that are moving on for the right reason, right? And for a thousand different reasons that you and I have already mentioned a few of. And so I really would love to see the you know, kids be able to transfer more easily like that without, you know, losing a year, without, you know, within reason, and it's better for the athlete and better for the schools in the end, I think.
I agree. All right. Well, this round of Rivals is over. If they just listened to us, we'd solve all the problems of the sports world.
Just listen to us. We know.
Yes, and we are powered by KSLSports.com. He's Jason Buck. I'm Scott Mitchell. You can find us on Facebook at The Rivals Podcast, Twitter at The Rivals Show. And until then, please, please, please try to be like Jason. Try,
please.
try. It will be hard. You may not be able to do it, but try. Because that's all that matters is your effort. All right, we'll catch you soon.